This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. This year's session of the State General Assembly has already been pretty heated. And if the tenor of the budget battle is a harbinger of things to come, it's going to get a lot hotter before it's over. Democratic Governor Bev Perdue has offered her budget plan. The State House has hammered out a proposal as well. Yesterday, the State Senate began budget work in committee. Revenue is down. Cuts are inevitable. You've got a Republican-dominated legislature. You have a Democratic governor who has veto power. They're going to have to work something out. WUNC's Capitol reporter Jessica Jones joins me now to offer a look at the specifics of the ongoing debate. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
Let's take a look at the timetable. What period of time does this new budget cover?
Well, this budget would be a two-year budget that ideally, of course, would be in place by July 1st, which is the beginning of the fiscal year, so that's coming up quickly.
Deadlines and parameters are harder and faster, I guess, for state lawmakers than for federal lawmakers. Is that right?
That is right. Well, you know, if only federal lawmakers had to balance their budget, then things wouldn't be so contentious and stressful. But there's so much pressure at the state level because the budget does have to get balanced. Now, Republican lawmakers have been shooting to finish up the budget well before July 1st, but the process has slowed down a little bit. House lawmakers have already passed their version of a budget, and Senate committee members, as you said, are discussing their spending targets. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger says that he wants the plan to be voted through committees before the Memorial Day weekend, and then he wants it on the floor right after that.
Well, let's take a look at what we know already. Talk about the House plan.
The House released a $19.3 billion proposed plan last week, and it's very, very different from the plan that the governor released back in February. It recommends deep cuts to education and health and human services. Just to throw out a few examples, the UNC system would be cut by about 15.5% and public schools by 8.8%.
So all of these projections, maybe we should talk about the governor's plan as well. How is that different?
Well, the governor recommended a fair number of cuts, including cutting at least 10,000 state jobs and, for example, cuts to public schools of around 4%. But I guess I would say the biggest difference between both of those plans is that the governor wanted to extend most of a temporary sales tax increase that had been enacted by Democrats in the legislature 2 years ago. Now, Republicans say they will do anything. Well, they say that they're just not – they don't want to continue that temporary tax increase, which is not really surprising because Republicans in state houses across the country have said that they really don't want to raise taxes. They don't want to continue tax increases. And so that's why there are so many deep cuts that that we see in the House plan that was released last week.
And this, when we talk about revenue projections, of course, that's an important part of budget planning. You're having to guess how much money is going to come in from income tax, from sales taxes, and the rest. And then you know how much you have to spend, and that tells you what you're going to, and then you figure out how to spread it around. Except for the whether or not to keep 3/4 of the 1 cent sales tax, that increase that's in place now. Is the legislature and the governor together on revenue projections for the next 2 years?
I think revenue projections are pretty close. I think it's estimated now there's a big shortfall of around $2.3 billion, and there was a period of time where that number was changing, and that's partly because of tax projections, and then after people pay their income taxes, for example, that can change a little bit. But I think at this point, there's general agreement about what the shortfall is. I guess I would say the big difference is how to go about solving that problem. And those are huge philosophical differences. Basically, Democrats want to keep at least part of that temporary sales tax increase, and Republicans don't. And that means big differences in their proposed budgets.
When the cuts come, and there will be cuts, it just depends on how deep, most of them will go to the education budget. Tell us how the education budget is affected in each of the plans that we know about right now.
Right. Well, a very large part of the state's budget goes to education spending. It's about 60%. And so that's why this session we've been hearing so much news from teachers and school administrators, because they have the most to lose. So, for example, in the House plan that was released last week, I think I said the UNC system would be cut by 15.5%, which, of course, university administrators are not very happy about. Public schools would be cut by about 8.8%. And And now, as Senate committees are meeting to come up with their spending targets, the cuts to public schools look like they're going to be even deeper than that.
Senate proposal would cut the university system less than what the House wants, but cut secondary and primary education more. Is that right?
Exactly, exactly.
And then in terms of teaching positions, that used to be a little bit easier thing to figure out because those would be dictated. The state has a state budget and ordinarily would dictate the number of positions and where those cuts are going to come. This year, the legislature is going about that a little bit differently, as I understand it. Can you explain that?
Right. Well, there's a debate going on over exactly how many jobs would be cut, and it's hard to say exactly how things would shake out at the local level because superintendents do have some leeway in terms of how they manage their budgets. But it is a tough year for everybody budget-wise. Everybody's budget is just extremely tight. And the North Carolina Association of Educators, which represents teachers and everybody else who works in public schools, they estimate that the job losses could be around 18,000. Now, Republican legislators say that's inflated. They say, again, that local superintendents do have some leeway in terms of how they choose to manage their budgets, and they say that that counties can chip in a little bit more money. But again, it's a tight budget year. There's not a lot of money to go around. So it still is difficult to say exactly how many jobs would be cut, but I will say that educators have been extremely concerned, and we've seen educators pounding the pavement outside the Senate and going from legislators, one legislator's door to another here because they're so concerned about potential cuts and job losses.
Now, we know the governor has the power to veto a budget that she doesn't like, and again, there's a deadline, July 1st, there has to be a new budget in place. Any sense of what that would do to the budget process if the budget that the legislature would pass was vetoed?
Well, it would certainly draw things out, and you know, the budget would have to wait. I think that the prospect of that happening is becoming more possible because the governor has said that she has a quart jar of red ink to veto more bills and possibly even a budget, and she's already vetoed a handful of bills. And she said that she doesn't like the cuts that Senate committees are looking to make. I think I mentioned that she appeared at a big educators rally across the street from the legislature last week, and she was pretty clear about her opposition to many of the cuts in education. So she certainly could veto a budget, but I think it really remains to be seen. This is such an unusual year. Republicans are in control of the House and Senate in more than a century, and we have a Democratic governor, and it's very few people are able to predict this year what's going to happen. I think in years past, it was easier to kind of guess what was going to happen with the process with a Democratic-controlled legislature for the most part. But this year, all bets are off.
Well, the governor has already spilled some of that red ink on a legislative move to cut unemployment benefits. Where does that issue stand right now?
Well, just to go back and explain, right now about 37,000 North Carolinians are not receiving unemployment benefit checks, and that's federal money. It doesn't come from the state. But a few weeks ago, legislators needed to formally vote to change the formula that goes into drawing up those checks because North Carolina's unemployment rate had changed. In fact, it had improved slightly. And this is something that has happened in other states as well, and lawmakers have had to vote to change that formula that's needed to keep that federal money flowing. So the Republican leadership passed a bill that changed the formula that would have gotten that money flowing. But the problem was it tied the measure to a double-digit budget cut that the governor said she couldn't accept, and so she vetoed that bill. So consequently, there are people who are not receiving their unemployment checks right now. Senate Minority Leader Martin Nesbitt is trying to bring a bill to the floor that would solve that problem. It has been signed by all 19 Democratic senators. He's passing around a petition, essentially, but no Republicans have signed it so far. And when you ask Republicans about it, President Pro Tem Phil Berger says the General Assembly already passed a bill and the governor vetoed it. So that's that. So we'll just have to see what happens with it. There are certainly efforts by Democrats to solve that problem, and there's just there's no movement from Republicans or the governor on that front.
Jessica, thank you so very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
On the State of Things today, talking with WUNC Capitol reporter Jessica Jones about the proposed state budget. It's right now the legislature is debating. The House has come up with its version. The Senate has a version and versions of that in committee. The governor says she'll veto anything she doesn't like, would like a 3/4 of the 1 cent, I should say, sales tax addition that is scheduled to go extinct. She'd like to keep that going for a while as a way to fund this and keep the cuts from being as severe as they might be otherwise. We're going to take a look at the impact of the budget and what it says about our values when we make our choices with budgets. On the state of things, we're also going to take your phone calls, 877-962-9862. Give us a call or send us an email, sot@wnc.org. We're talking about the budget, where to cut, where not to, where we spend says everything about what we think is most important. That's our conversation on the state of things. We're going to want to hear from you as well when our program continues. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.